The number that
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Linda Walczak.
All right, thank you. And how may I help you today?
I have two charges on my credit card bill that I did not order. One for $67.32 and one for $5.74.
Okay. Now, if you were charged for an item that you did not order, I can definitely assist you with that. One moment, let me look into the account.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do see this account was initially created back on August the 26th. The initial charge was for $5.74. That would have been to purchase an entry ticket to a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer. Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Now, if you do not recall entering the contest, then I can file this as a fraudulent claim. I do have
to
let you...
What about the $67 one?
Yes, ma'am, that as well. As I was saying, if you do not recall participating in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't enter the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund for the charges. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Yeah, what about the 67 one? Where's that coming from?
That is the membership that came with the contest entry.
No, I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and process a refund. It'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Okay, you too.